A dozen years ago, after a U.S.-led coalition liberated Kuwait from Iraqi occupation, many people there hoped for democratic reforms. The changes they wanted included equality for women. But that has not happened. Twice, Kuwait's emir has tried to give women the right to vote, and twice the parliament, with a strong Islamist component, rejected the idea. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Kuwait City.
Earlier this month, the Kuwaiti Stock Exchange created a special trading room for women. Though separated from men, they were allowed to participate directly in the market for the first time. While a tiny step forward, 38-year-old Rola Dashti, an economist, says this is hardly a breakthrough.
These are not development of women. We're not talking about 5, 7, 10 people because they had some networks. We're not talking about this.
Women in Kuwait are among the most liberated in a region where women's rights are often limited. They have the right to initiate divorce, own property, drive, travel on their own, and work. But Rola Dashti says these rights are under threat, and her goal, to get the vote, remains elusive.
I'm concerned about achievements that women have gained throughout the last 50 years to be lost.
Rola sits with a group of friends, what you might call the vanguard of the women's movement in Kuwait. Some wear headscarves and long robes. While their religious convictions dictate they dress modestly, they say it's a common mistake to think they're pushovers. 42-year-old Leila Al-Awadi and her friends say Islam grants women the same rights as men.
We do everything. We work, we join. I am supervising almost several men's.
We are wearing scarves. Doesn't mean that you are closed-minded or something.
Though most are married with several children, they're all accomplished professionals, an accountant, a lawyer, a businesswoman, and a prosecutor. They say their rights are at risk. It started in 1999 with segregation at the university. After 40 years of co-education, the government caved as part of a political bargain with newly powerful Islamists. These women say segregation is costly, inefficient, and most important of all, they say this enforced division of the sexes is insulting, implying men and women are intrinsically immoral. Rola Dashti says the next step is segregating the workplace, and then who knows what.
With the conservative Islamists, this is a planned movement. As much as the plan is getting women back to the house, there is a control process.
Given economic problems in Kuwait, she worries women will pay the price.
In any society, whenever you have deficits, when you have recessions, the first groups to be cut is the vulnerable group. And the vulnerable group in Kuwait is women.
All this just emphasizes their need to get the vote, and with it, political clout. All these women say they need to be able to tell Parliament they're heeding every word, and they need to be in Parliament. Badria Al-Awadi is a lawyer.
They put the law, which is everybody look at his own interests, and when we are absent, I think our interests will be absent as well.
Islamists at first argued giving women the right to play a role in political life was against Islamic law. When it was pointed out other Muslim countries have women leaders, they said women's participation in politics was against Kuwaiti custom. Now, they simply say it's not the right time. Again, Badria Al-Awadi.
My interpretation is only they look at their interests, and that's all. Nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with culture, nothing to do with the woman. They asked me to be their consultant, but they don't want me to be in the parliament.
These women know that for some Kuwaitis, it will never be the right time, and that is now their challenge. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Kuwait City.